Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we bow in awesome of you this new day. We thank you, Lord, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. We thank you, Everlasting Father, for your protection over us and all our loved ones, for the battles that you have been fighting for us, and the victory that you have wrought for us. We say, be thou lifted up, my Lord, be thou exalted, be thou glorified. Thank you once again for all the previous broadcasts. Thank you for the souls that have been won to your kingdom. And we want to say thank you once again for that which you are going to do for us, with us, through us today. And we say, be thou lifted up, my Lord, be thou exalted, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, let the word today, let it go forth with power. Let it bring forth healing, salvation, deliverance. Let it draw us closer to you like never before, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, I welcome you once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will perfect that which concerns you this day in the name of our Lord Jesus. He will grant you a new beginning. Every obstacle that has been standing in your way, they are hereby removed in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Luke 13, verse 10 to 17. And the title of today's message is No More Infirmities. No more infirmities in your life, in your families, in the name of Jesus. That which the Almighty God has not planted in your body, they are hereby exhumed from your body in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. They are uprooted and cast into the burning fire. Diseases will not dwell in your body in the name of Jesus. You will operate in divine health in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The healing power of God shall be manifested in your life in this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The text, like I said, is from the book of Luke chapter 13. And I'm reading from verse 10 to verse 17. The Bible says, Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. Somebody will be loosed this day from that infirmity. Whatever may be the name of the infirmity, I raise up the name that is greater than every other name, the name of Jesus. That name shall speak for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 13 says, And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. You will glorify your Maker this day. The Almighty God will fill your mouth with outstanding testimony. Extraordinary testimonies shall fill your mouth. By the reason of your testimony, those who do not know this God will come to know him in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 14 says, But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus has healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, There are 6 days on which men ought to walk. Therefore, come and be healed on them and not on the Sabbath. The Lord answered him and said, Hypocrites, Does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? And when he has said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of our Lord Jesus. Indeed, your adversaries shall be put to shame. Those who have been mocking you, those who have been asking you, where is your God indeed will answer them. Their mouth will be permanently shut in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because the Almighty God will reverse the irreversible on your behalf. That affliction that you have gotten, it has come to an end. The expiring date of that infirmity has come, and the Almighty God will release you of them in the name of Jesus. In that verse 10, he said, now he was teaching. Today is your now. Today is that moment. This very moment is that moment that you have been waiting for. The moment to receive your miracle. And indeed, you will receive it in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle that want to stand in your way, they are hereby removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever may be the name of the other obstacle, whoever might have erected the obstacle, I command them to be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the word of God says, I will decree a thing and it shall be established. I decree healing unto you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, he saith his word and heal us of our infirmities. By the word of the Lord you are hearing today, you are hereby healed of every manner of infirmity in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say now, now is it now for you to receive your miracle. Say now, he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. The woman was there. She was where Jesus was. The grace for you to be at the place of your miracle. The Almighty God will release unto you in the name of Jesus. On the day of your blessing, you will not be missing. In the mighty name of Jesus, that woman was at the right place at the right time. You will be at the right place at the right time. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When there is blessing ahead, you will be there. In the name of Jesus, you will not miss your miracle. Your miracle will not be distributed to others in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That woman was where Jesus was on that day. And brothers and sisters, be where God wants you to be. Be where God wants you to be. The Lord will relocate you if you are at the wrong position in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that woman was there to hear Jesus preach. Jesus was teaching, and as she heard the word of God, she waited till the end. At the end, she received a miracle. Brothers and sisters, you will not rush out on the day of your miracle. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, the grace to wait patiently for you to receive your miracle, the Almighty God will release unto you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, she enjoyed the presence of the Lord. May you enjoy his presence. You will not endure the presence of the Almighty God. The word of God shall be like honey in your mouth in the name of our Lord Jesus. Psalm 27 verse 4. Say, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. May you dwell in his presence all the day of your life. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will stir up your spirit, man. You will come here on. You will have a strong desire, a strong hunger, passion, thirst for the things of the kingdom. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The appetite to be in his presence, the Almighty God will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing we can learn from that passage is that Jesus knew how long that woman has been in that situation. That woman herself did not even tell Jesus, "This, I've been in this situation for 18 years. But the Bible says Jesus knew that this woman had been in that situation for 18 years. Brothers and sisters, I bring good news to you today. No matter how long that situation might be, the power of the Almighty God, the power that resurrected our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that power will be released unto you today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every dead cells, every dead tissue, every dead organ in your body, I speak to them right now. Let them receive life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Let them receive life in the name of Jesus. No longer shall you be bent double in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever that have made you bent down, the Almighty God will remove them today in the name of our Lord Jesus. It is well with your body. It is well with your soul. It is well with your spirit in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Jesus called to that woman, and the woman answered his call. When the Lord is calling unto you, may you answer him. If that woman has not responded to the call of our Lord Jesus Christ, that woman will not have received her healing. I pray that whenever he calls you, you will answer. Whenever he speaks to you, you will hear him. Whatever that will hinder you from hearing the Lord clearly, the Almighty God will remove them in the name of Jesus. Every wax that have been covering your ear, that have not allowed you to hear him clearly, the wax are hereby removed in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The woman responded. Jesus called to her. She went towards our Lord Jesus Christ. She didn't say, "Who is this man calling me?" She went. And when she went to him, she heard the word of our Lord Jesus. The word made a difference in her life. The word of God you are hearing today will make a difference in your life. The word of God you are hearing today will transform you. The word of God you are hearing today will heal you. The word of God you are hearing today will deliver you. It will set you free in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. She heard and she responded. She went to our Lord Jesus Christ, and our Lord Jesus Christ laid his hands upon her, and instantly she was healed. The mighty hand of God will rest upon you today in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the toes of your feet, let the power of God begin to manifest in your life. Let the healing power of God begin to manifest in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every chain of captivity that have held you bound by the reason of the hand of the Lord upon you today, that chain is broken in the name of Jesus. Every chain of affliction, every chain of disease, they are hereby broken in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. Just as it was for that woman on that day, everybody rejoiced with her. The world will rejoice with you. The world will celebrate with you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Almighty God will fill your mouth with song of joy in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, it will put your enemies to shame. So shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But you are hearing me today, you do not know Jesus. Just like Jesus called that woman on that day and told that woman, "Come." And the woman came. Jesus is calling unto you today. Come to him and receive your healing. Come to him and receive your liberty. Come to him and receive your joy. Come to him and receive your peace. He is calling you right now. So hearken unto his voice right now, wherever you are. Hearken and just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. It's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for this, your children that have answered your call. I say, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, the Almighty God will show himself wonderful in your life. The extraordinary power of God will be manifested in every facet of your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the light of God is countenance will shine perpetually upon you. In the name of Jesus, whenever you cry unto him, he will answer you. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Almighty God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.